Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time to take our weekly trip to the Encouragement Lab and take a look. There he is. Dr. Mike Hanaba is joining us live this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being with us, of course. And last week, we kind of started a little bit of a series on things that you have learned in the last 21 years since we hit the new millennium, if you will. And so we're going to continue that this week with something new. And what's that?
Yeah, so we discovered, you know, when it hit New Year's this year, I started thinking, you know, what have I learned since it turned 2000, since Y2K, right?
Right, yeah.
which
since the world didn't end.
We world didn't end. And I called that one right, I'm happy to say.
Yes.
But so we're continuing with that.
Okay.
And so this week, here's the thought, is that lies often look like the truth, and the truth often is a lie.
Hmm. Okay. I'm letting that sink in here. Okay. All right.
Now, so yeah, lies often look like the truth.
Right.
And the truth often looks like a lie.
Interesting. I guess that goes along with the old phrase, truth is stranger than fiction.
Yeah, that's a great, yeah. Maybe they learned that last millennium.
Maybe they did. So
have to relearn.
Yeah.
That's later down the list.
Oh, I'm sorry. One. I'm jumping ahead. Okay.
Not that exact one, but the whole idea, we got to relearn everything.
Right.
One of the realities is that we've gotten so good at disguising lies. Is, you know, you dress it up, you make it look a certain way, and it will look like the truth, and we believe it. And you know, there's like four or five ways I thought about phrasing this, and I end up settling thinking, okay, I need to tell both sides of this, right?
Right. Okay.
Another way to look at this is the other side. You know, the side that you disagree with often has truth hidden in it,
right?
That you're not ready to acknowledge. That's kind of fitting for today, right? As there's a hopefully a peaceful exchange of power today. It's what
right.
I think people are hoping for today on either side of this process. But there's always truth in the other side of your arguments, whether they're political or scientific or anything like that. And one of, I think, the mistakes we've recognized this past year is that you can take the data and tell a lie.
True. That's true.
And so, you know, that's part of this process, right? Is the lie, a lie often looks like the truth, and the truth often appears to be a lie when it's first told.
Interesting. That's true. And I guess so, your advice, so as we kind of move forward, would be to understand that and to accept that?
Well, and recognize that you believe some things that aren't true. And that's, I recently had a bit of a debate with another professor at San Juan College over this. And this particular person was kind of bemoaning dumb people. And I said, dumb people with dumb ideas, I'm not afraid of. But smart people with dumb ideas, I'm very afraid of.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
And it's for that reason. Is smart people know how to disguise a dumb idea and make it look like, oh, wow, this is great. This is, why didn't I think of this?
Yeah.
If you talk to detectives their sure. job is to study crimes, specifically violent crimes usually, they will tell you that smart people think they can get away with it. And they rarely do because they're not as smart as they think they are. And that's, so it's like I said, I'm much more afraid of smart people with dumb ideas than dumb people with dumb ideas because, again, they're great at disguising it and getting us to believe it for a period of time that is sufficient to change things in ways that benefit them. And that's just a reality. It's around you. It's all around you, going on all the time. And you can be mad about it, or you can just say, okay, that's just a truth that we face, and that I'm going to believe some of those lies and find out later that they were lies. And so just be careful what you give yourself to, right? That's what I think the biggest advice is, you know, be careful that you end up following an idea that will lead to destruction or your destruction. And that's the best way I can say that, I guess.
I think that's some good advice, Dr. Hadabaugh. And again, despite what your room behind you looks like, not everything is always in black and white.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Very good. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take care.
All right. That's Dr. Mike Hadabaugh, everyone. He joins me from the Encouragement Lab every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington.